It's lying.
I don't trust
radio.
There it goes.
I really don't trust this. Like, the countdown still says 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm live or not.
Neither do I. I'm a little
it's
weird.
Not, oh, there it is. Now I'm out. Now I'm live. All right, cool, people. Sorry about that. That threw me off. But what's up? This is Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 45. That has never happened before. The British lady is usually pretty spot on with her countdown, but she was off by 30 seconds. So, like, it legit threw me off when she was like, "Your show is live now." And I'm like, "No, it's not.
No,
it's not
red.
It's
red
only
yet,
live
man.
When it goes when the button goes red and I'm on air." So now I'm live. So we have a few special guests in the studio. We have Chewy back for the first time in a very long time. He's not been on the show in a while. And our special guests, which are the hosts of 3.5 Geeks Podcast, Nathan and Matthew. Matt's going to be joining us probably later on in the show. So why don't you guys just do you want to wait till Matt is on to talk about your podcast, or?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Yeah,
so we'll save that. We'll save their talk about their podcast, which actually was one of the podcasts that I was a guest on when I was looking into starting my own podcast. And, like, that was, like, over a year ago.
Was that, like,
so,
like, how many episodes was that ago? Like, was it the first episode, third episode?
I don't know. It was an episode of your guys' podcast, so I don't know. It was before I started Geek Out with Pebbles. So it actually might have been, like, around this time. Because I started Geek Out with Pebbles at the end of May.
Well,
and
you're always
nice.
Welcome on ours. Anytime.
So, yeah, no, I should be. I'd love to come back on your guys' podcast.
We have a good show. I mean, we also have other people. Like, we actually have newer members. A newer member. Kimber's been in and out of. You haven't met her, but she's part of it.
I only met you guys for the first time at PAX East. So
that's true.
In person. And that was like a few weeks ago. So
Right. And then I just got this new member, Krista, who's just started joining us. She's still going through college right now, but she is planning to work on a couple things and be part of our show now. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm building a team.
Yay, team building. That's awesome.
So, yeah, but besides that, we'll talk about the rest later.
I actually talked one of my friends into, like, because I applied for a press pass for New York Comic Con, which tickets have not even been announced yet. So,
nice.
Fingers crossed that even goes through. So I talked one of my friends into applying for a press pass using Geek Out with Pebbles as his employer. So that way because you can, for like some conventions, when you apply for a press pass, you can select how many press passes you need for the people that you're going to be for your crew or whatever. New York Comic Con, you can't do that. You can only do it by individual. So if I needed someone to help me with camera or with interviewing or with anything, they would have to apply for a press pass separately. I wouldn't be able to apply for two of them. So I talked him into that. So fingers crossed that even happens.
PAX East, you could apply for two people or more.
Really,
that's
interesting. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Same with
MMA
Boston.
I need to, I'm going to apply for press for PAX East, because I know that we're going to try and do that next year, because that'd be the only way I'd be able to, that'd be the only way I could go next year, is if I, get a press pass.
Well, the more, I hear the more you sign up for press passes, the more you get, like, the word out, so.
Yeah.
New
York Comic Con's like, if you applied before, there is no guarantee you will get it. That is what New York Comic Con says. So, like, it doesn't matter if you got accepted as press last year or not. You're not guaranteed to get accepted.
Makes sense to me.
It does. So.
But, you know, logic.
We'll hope that,
What does Chewy do? I'm sorry, I'm curious.
In what sense? Compared to, you know, like the whole comic book nerd fandom aspect, or like what's my job?
I didn't realize they get two different answers. The first one.
I mean, other than that, I'm just another friendly neighborhood nerd.
What do you do for a job, then?
I am a field sales rep for a non-alcoholic beverage distributor. So I sell Monster Energy drinks, Sparkling Ice, Deco Coconut Water, Essential Water, Core. No, it's just to make a few.
That's quite the job.
Yeah. I mean, my area is up in the Bronx. So I service about, 12% of the Bronx?
Wow. That's in the Bronx, 12%, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, considering the size of the Bronx, you know, as a whole.
Pretty big.
Yeah, so, like, my area would go all the way down to, like, East Fremont, West Farms, like, Southern Boulevard,
Bronx.
I'm
sorry, I don't mean to take over your show, Pebbles. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
You should have seen Doug on my, when we had him on my, the second time around we had him on, he just kept going and going, kind of took over the show. We're like, kind of nice to have a break a little bit.
No, go for it. Seriously, you're a special guest. Go for it. If you're going to take over this show, go for it.
Quote unquote, special guest. The
main reason is because, like, you guys helped me get into podcasting, hence why special guest. Like, not just normal guest. That's why you're a special guest, because you guys are from one of the podcasts that helped me get started into podcasting. You're not just like normal friends that are guests on the shows or stuff like that. Like,
is
if
that
I can
common
get,
with your show?
Usually it's my friends, yeah. Because
so
usually
don't have
we're just like
a co-host?
Not yet. I haven't thought about that yet. I haven't really gotten anyone involved enough in that.
The usefulness of a co-host is if you're running out or you don't have enough steam to make it through the whole podcast, or you're just you still want to do it, but you don't really want to do the podcast, the co-host can help you out in that aspect.
Yeah, I might think about it when I go into season 2 of Geek Out with Pebbles for the anniversary.
It can get pretty difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
But besides that, I would like to take a little bit of the floor right now. I've been watching a new anime it's only on Netflix right now. And I don't know how to say
it.
Is it what I think you're... I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Take a guess then.
Does it have anything to do with Rage and Death Metal Karaoke?
Yes, it does!
Yes!
Yeah, I just saw that. It's so good.
It was really good. I love this anime. I really do want to do one of my because I haven't done an anime video game review in a while. I want to do one on that one, and I really loved it. I was comparing the English to the Japanese translations. They're not too far off from each other. And I just was watching it, and I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. And it's a very relatable character. That's what's great about it. Well, to me, I like death metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't think I would like metal and all that. I love that stuff.
But, hey, you're not the only one.
Honestly, so the anime he's talking about is called Aretsuko.
I think it's
about, well, for anyone that's listening that doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix original. And it's about this Red Panda office worker. And she is, quote, 25 years old, single, and bored and stressed out of her everyday office life, working in an accounting firm.
Don't forget
and
blood type A and Scorpio.
Yeah. And to deal with the stress of work and her coworkers and her boss, who is like a legit
literal
evil pig. He's a literal pig. And a really mean asshole. So she takes her anger and frustration from her daily life out in a karaoke bar, blasting to death metal. And, she's literally, when you look at her, she just screams, her image just screams sweet and innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because she just goes rage mode. I actually initially thought of Baku raging from My Hero Academia when she when I first saw her do her karaoke.
Well, the trailer's out. It's not hard to find at all.
Yeah.
And when literally. When she gets angry, the kanji for rage goes right onto her forehead.
Yeah. And this is rage!
She's trying to not to freak out half the time in her office, which is awesome.
Yeah, and she doesn't want anyone to know that she's into death metal. So she tries to hide it.
I don't really blame her. It says, be honest, when I tell people I like metal or when I listen to at work, people are like, what are you listening to? I'm like, metal? Good stuff. Yeah.
It is. There's nothing wrong with metal.
No, there isn't. I grew up with it.
Here, here.
So, I watched it today for the first time. It's very easy to just watch it straight through because there's 10 episodes, 15 minutes each, so you can just finish it in 2.5 hours. I can do math. Look at that. Woohoo!
Yay, math!
Yay!
Important skill in life, math.
I know.
I did
not need to actually count that on my fingers a few hours ago.
1, 2, 3. Well, if we had Matt right now, we could go right straight to the Avengers comic. I don't know how much you know about the Avengers comic, but Matt, I know, knows a shit ton about it.
Ah, see, then it's good. That's what we're talking about. Because I would like to clarify for my listeners, we are not talking about Infinity War this week. I am giving you guys, my listeners, a grace period of 1 week. So, if you haven't seen it by next Monday, well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be talking about it, and I'm not going to hold back. So, next week there will be movie review of Infinity Wars that will contain spoilers. It will contain discussions about what happened in Infinity War, but not this week.
La, 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 la.
So, nothing to worry about. We're just talking about the comics and the Avengers cartoon that will basically, if you watch these things, if you read them, you'll be prepared for Infinity War if you haven't seen it already. So
I just wanted
to clarify that for anyone who's listening right now or anyone who's going to listen later, that they don't have to like be like, oh no, she's going to go. I have to like stop listening because it's going to be spoilers. There is no spoilers tonight. Okay.
Only
end of announcement.
What?
Now we can go on.
Yay!
So
there's a lot about Avengers that people should know about. You shouldn't really know about every single character that's involved in the Avengers first. Really. If you haven't seen the movies or any of the cartoons of the other characters that get involved with this movie, rewatch it all or watch it all and you'll understand what's happening. Because this is the slow build up that they get to with Thanos.
10 years.
10 years?
10 years in the making for the build up for the Marvelverse.
And right now I hear it's sold out in box office so far the most other Marvel movies so far.
Oh hell yeah.
Didn't it break box office records?
Yeah, I heard. I didn't know how much that was true, but if you guys must have heard about it, then it must be pretty spot on. And it's still climbing, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the most watched movie ever.
So
imagine what it's going to be towards the end of the week, because that's usually where they're really the records.
Right now, it's at $641 million in the box office.
Wow.
Global.
That is... Whoa.
Yeah, and
that
was...
That
was 5 hours ago.
That smashes
so
the record out of the ballpark.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, I mean, if you've seen most of the movies already, then you already know what's coming in some ways. If you've seen the comics, you already know what's coming. A lot of people have built this up, so I don't blame everyone for rushing to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's going to be a few, like, can you watch the Avengers movie without seeing any of the other movies?
No.
Is that possible?
Mm.
Like I thought about it. It's like you could, but you're gonna be so lost.
You'd be really confused. Yeah. Like you really won't know what's happening.
Like a headless chicken would have more sense over watching, you know. if you're just gonna jump head first into Infinity War and not have like any back knowledge of anything else. Uh-uh.
Wow. So my thing about the whole thing about not my just thing the whole thing about the Infinity Wars is the power stones. Each stone contains one that can fit in the gauntlet, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We know where all of them are, and this is pre-knowing. I don't know what's happening next because I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the Soul Stone, no one knows where that is if you haven't seen the movie, or maybe you have and you still don't know where it is. I can't But the theory,
yeah, no, that's
usually
that is the only stone that is not the whereabouts are unknown prior to this movie. All the other stones, you're right, we do know where they are.
Yep. And the thing about there's a theory, if you haven't seen it yet, is the creation machine called the Atom, they call it. Well, mm-hmm. The Atom's a Marvel character who, it's in every single different universe that they've done for Marvel, the Atom's always got the Soul Stone. But
I think
we're not going to see that.
Yes, and that's actually interesting because he was mentioned at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume
yes.
2, in the cutscene.
Yeah,
scene.
It was the we're going to use our best life form, the Atom. He's perfect in every way, you know?
Mm.
And most people, and he's pretty powerful. I mean, the Atom is very powerful. But usually he has the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he has it this time in this continuity. And it's going to be interesting to find out who where it is and how. Because I see a lot of memes going around of people like watching, like they go, "Oh, this is me watching it, and this is me after watching the Avenger movie." Like they're contemplating, like really thinking. So there's going to be a lot of mystery to it. And how it all came together, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I was definitely almost all of those memes floating around.
I mean, they're spoiler free, which is great. Because I don't pay attention to Tumblr, because Tumblr's full of spoilers. If you want to be safeguarded, don't go to Tumblr.
Or 9gag, or, you know, Reddit.
Reddit,
4chan.
One of them,
yeah.
Too. 4chan, I don't recommend it. There's probably spoilers all over 4chan. 4chan's weird, too. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll see if that...
Sorry, go on.
Is it right? Because I was going to say, I go on 9gag off pretty much like every day and stuff. And it's just 9gag as a whole knows that they're going to be trolls, and we're just downvoting anything spoiler related to this movie.
I don't blame. I hear
just
even the.
At least wait a week.
I hear Marvel is also doing the same thing. Like anything that goes on Twitter or anything, if it has the Marvel hashtag, they will. Try to get rid of that spoiler.
Related.
Yeah. And now, if you've seen the comics, that
Which I
is
have.
Not a spoiler. That's not a spoiler whatsoever.
No, because it's already been in the comics.
Yeah, and you can easily find that and read those online.
Mm-hmm.
Not promoting piracy or anything.
No. No, we're not promoting anything like that. Nothing of the sort.
I imagine you could pay somewhere to read the comics.
I mean, I haven't read all of the comics, and it's been a while since I've read them, but I have been watching the Avengers cartoon, so...
Each Avengers comic is different depending on the universe that you're reading.
I know, and I have not read them in a very long time. So I've not read any of the current... I haven't read most of the current ones. So.
Generally, when people fight Thanos, a lot of heroes die.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Because Thanos... Thanos does not play. Like, he brings destruction, and like He is an asshole, and he is a destroyer of worlds.
Yep.
Okay, like, this is what he does. It's his description. So, like, when you read the comics, when you watch the cartoon, like, you know he's going to be bringing with him, like, death in his wake.
And the thing about him is the whole idea of Thanos is he's actually really bored and wants to appease death. And death is just like, yeah, I don't really care. I'm just doing my job. Whoa. Yeah, it's really something. That's Thanos' real goal at the end, is to make death happy. Like a girlfriend or some sort.
Yeah, and then love triangle with Deadpool.
I did post a meme of Thanos, and they take off they took off Thanos' mask, and there's Deadpool the whole time.
Oh, God.
And Hulk holding him. I thought that was pretty good. You can
Speaking
see
of
that
which,
on
I
our Facebook
wait
page.
For the new movie to come out.
Speaking of Deadpool.
Next one.
Deadpool 2 next month, exactly.
Oh, my God, Squee! sorry.
No, that's okay. I agree with that. Squee, exactly, because it's Deadpool 2.
I'm a big fan of Deadpool.
And it's
going to
be the X-Force.
X-Force is going to be awesome.
Yes. So there's
I can't believe
that
this.
To look forward to.
Ryan Reynolds is pulling this off. The guy's amazing. I wasn't like... Alright, hold on. I'm talking to Matt.
Okay. Is he going to be on the show soon?
I'm talking to him here. I told him we were recording. sorry about that, but
he's
just amazing. And now the origin stories are different, but you know, in Marvel Universe, there's multiple different versions of it.
Well,
cool.
I mean,
origin
like
stories,
if we're going to be talking about different origin stories, Venom's
getting his own show too.
Venom's getting his own movie, and. Like, they've already changed the backstory. Completely.
Really?
Did you see the trailer?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You need to see the trailer. Because...
Now I have to see the trailer.
Like, so...
it's... I
really... I like the design for Venom. Like, it's terrifyingly realistic and creepy, which is perfect. Like, Chewie, have you seen the trailer for Venom?
I have. I like how it
okay,
looks.
Yeah. So,
it's
you know how
story,
like it looks like really fucking creepy. Like when I saw that song, I was like, okay, yeah. They went all out with that.
Venom.
Yeah,
Venom was a villain that becomes the anti-hero.
But I still have an issue with. With them changing up the backstory for Eddie Brock. So
yeah, usually it's the same backstory with him.
Mm-hmm. They didn't
Every
do that.
Universe, of course.
So that's my issue with Venom. So like, I'm like, I don't
that?
Know how I feel about this.
Yeah, cause, I mean, he had a good backstory already from what they did with the with Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and was it Spider-Man 2?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Where he goes all evil and stuff because of the black suit.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that was perfectly fine. That was, you know, relatively canon.
Well,
no,
maybe they couldn't get the rights behind that idea, so they did.
Mm. I don't know, because, like, Spider-Man's not even in it.
Yeah, I don't think they had the rights.
Yeah. But, so, like I said, just check out the trailer for Venom, and you'll understand, like, what we're talking about with the backstory being different. But they did not fall short on Venom's design, though.
No, which again, I'm just happy about the whole about his design, because, you know, it's the comic design. It's nothing, you know, altered. It didn't get chopped up in, you know, movie production studios on Adobe Premiere.
No, it didn't. Like, it is. It's really good. Like, the way it looks, yeah. And so, no, like, it, they did Venom well, but backstory, I'm sorry.
What are you gonna do?
I can't do anything because it's already done.
Yeah,
can't change it.
I don't even know the director.
I don't know, I didn't even look at that.
Yeah.
It's directed by Ruben Fleischer.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. I don't think I've ever heard of him, so. Yeah, I don't know, like, what else he's done, anything about him, so.
Let's
see what he's. He did Zombieland.
Zombieland was great.
Yeah, he directed Zombieland.
Zombieland was amazing.
I haven't heard of any of the other movies he's directed, but Zombieland. So, there's that. All right.
Anyway.
So, is Matt going to be hopping in soon?
Don't know. I'm still talking to him. He thought it was at 8.
He thought it was at 8 o'clock?
Yeah. And then I told him, like, in chat, it literally says 7 p.m. I'm like...
Yeah. Don't worry. He's not the only one. Doug thought that, too. That's why Doug was, like, 40 minutes late when he was on the show. And I need to have him on again for the entirety of the show. Because...
I'll be right back.
All right. It happens. The reason I have it at, like, before 8 o'clock is because I watch shows on the CW, like Supergirl, which is on at 8 o'clock. So I don't like missing my shows. I like watching my shows because I have an addiction to the CW shows, which, I mean, they're great shows. So I watch them religiously at 8 o'clock. And
what shows are those?
Supergirl, Arrow, The Flash, The 100, which is back, Riverdale, Guilty Pleasure. Seriously, it's like, it's so amazing. Legend of Tomorrow, although that ended for now. Black Lightning. Supernatural. Yeah. So, pretty much almost every CW show. Except for, like, a few of them that I don't watch because they're stupid. The Originals is back for its final season. So.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm watching that as well.
I want freaking Constantine back. I love that show. It was the best ever, and now it's gone.
But he's been on Legends.
Yeah, I know. I heard things.
And I think he's going to be a regular on Legends next season. I think that's what seemed to be hinting at, that he might be a regular or more of a recurring character. If not a regular, he'll be more of a recurring character because he's only on a few episodes this season. So, maybe. I mean, I do wish that they brought Constantine back, because I agree with you, it was a really good show.
And it told a lot about the character and everything. I mean, it's like when I cried about Brimstone, like back in the 90s. I really liked that when I was a kid. And didn't it stop showing up? I'm like, where's my favorite show?
I've never heard of that show.
Yeah, most people haven't. It had one season and didn't go very long at all. Don't even think it actually got a whole season. But wow, my phone is going off like crazy right now.
Wow.
All because I posted about your show.
Yay, that's good. Thank you. That means I'll get some listeners.
I guess I got some followers out of that too.
Yay.
You should check out our show, 3.5 Geeks.
You should. I'm going to ask. Send me the link and I'll post it on my Facebook page as well. To your website.
To my website.
The link to your
website,
yeah, for 3.5 Geeks. So that way I can share it on my Facebook page.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. It's not hard at all. Unfortunately, I probably should have. Well, should have, could have, would have, but. You know, I sent it to you on Facebook.
Okay, thank you.
It's 3-5geeks.com. I should have spelled that point, but I really just wanted to put the point in there, but I guess when you put a point in there, it becomes a sub page of some sort, web page.
Yeah,
and
like
I
the dots.
Do it.
Yeah, the dots make it like a separate thing.
It's like, nah. Oh, well.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe I should have put a slash instead. No, that probably would make another thing too. but, you know, we're a channel about, you know, geeking out. We do everything to video games, to anime, to books and everything. I mean, kind of like your channel in a way, Geek Out with Pebbles, right?
Yeah. What's your slogan?
Hey, you guys, see me okay?
Yep.
Are you on the phone now?
Yeah, on the car Bluetooth speaker.
Ah, it definitely sounds, the quality is definitely different.
Yeah.
All right, so what were you saying?
Our slogan is, if you can geek out about it, we'll talk about it. And we're going to be in the Lewiston convention, and it's called the Great Falls Comic Con, and then we're going to also be at PortCon. We're doing a live show at PortCon, and we're also doing a live show at the Lewiston one. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, cool.
And we'll
How
be there
the
with...
Lewiston convention?
What was that?
How is the Lewiston convention?
It's a nice, small convention, so you can look around, and it's way cheaper than most. It's like $5. It's really good. You can meet some small-time people there. I mean, I love the indie people. They're a great crowd, and, you know, some really good artists and all that, and they do competitions. And my good friends, I'm going to give them a free shout-out. If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
Controller Throwers. They're a controller service. It's great. You should check them out. It's all about video games and, you know, how video games get you really frustrated so you want to throw the controller. That's what they're all about. And they do shows all over the place. They were even at PAX last year. They had a show live. It was pretty big. I was the camera guy for that one. So,
oh, awesome.
They're really amazing. And they've been on the show. I've been on their show. Really check out Controller Throwers. They're amazing. They're live streaming on Twitch. So if you look up Controller Throwers, you'll find them. So, and they're a great bunch of guys. Aaron who runs it, is from Lewiston. And they have a whole team. Really worth the watch. Sorry if I went on and on.
No, that's all right. Go for it. It's great to promote yourself and promote other podcasts. That way you tell them you promoted them on Geek Out with Pebbles. They can listen to Geek Out with Pebbles. They can contact me and I can listen to them and stuff like that. You know, it's like a whole show, right?
Sure, you kind of skipped a little bit near the end.
No, that's all right.
but yeah, and it's a great. It's all the way up in Maine. That's where we're from, the Maine area. But you know, I try my best to get around. It's not easy going to conventions. I think Darcy knows that.
Oh, it's really not.
And with our friend Ben Santos, he's a great guy.
I want to get him on the show soon.
Definitely should get Ben Santos. He's a great guy. He does a cosplay convention center, which is a one-stop place where you can find almost all the conventions, and it keeps adding up. So eventually, you'll find every single convention you can on there. We have a page on there, 3.5 Geeks. Check us out. Shows us which conventions we're going to and everything, where we'll be at. And I always look forward to going to small ones here and there.
I have to contact him because he said he was going to be getting me on the site as well. So I have to contact him about that.
Yeah, I think it's like $30 for a year, and that's, you can't go wrong with that.
Hey, that's nothing.
Yeah, so it's worth it. And conventions, you pay a little bit more, but they get a bigger scale of page and everything. They get way more, you know what I mean, than us vendors or quote-unquote podcasters or whatever you want to call us.
Yeah, so we actually have someone in the chat, which is pretty cool. Thank you for actually listening. Yay! We do have good energy. She's like, we have energies on the show. We do have good energy. Like, this is why I do like this, because I just get to talk. And talking is probably one of the like few things that I'm actually really good at. Just keep going and talking.
Everyone's playing the God of War game right now. It looks so good.
Oh, the one with the kid.
Yeah, it looks
with
so good.
Like the new one where he's got a kid.
Yeah, I got it, and that thing is amazing.
What, the kid?
No, the kid, the whole game itself, especially if you're somebody like me that followed and played the first God of War, or even, you know, played the remastered version that they did on the PS3 and PS4, as a download, and just replay like the whole game. It's just part of it. The whole struggle that Kratos has had as a character, it's just quite awesome. Especially go from Greek mythology with Zeus, Hades, you know, Ares, Medusa, you know, Hermes, into Norse mythology, where the game is, you know, focused around now, with a little hints of the Greek. So you still see references to like Odin, to, you know, all these old tales of the giants, Thor. It's quite a story. It's quite the experience. Granted, while you go playing it, you can hear a lot of complaints from other fans or quote-unquote fans that says, oh, it's not the same game as, you know, the old-school hack and slash that it was. But that's not necessarily the point of, you know, this new God of War. It's like they said, hey, listen, it's not going to be, you know, the same hack and slash.
Okay. But,
what's that? No, it's on my
what
end.
What is that?
There we go.
Okay. Because I was like, what was going on?
Yeah, sorry. My apologies.
There's like a bomb going off. I'm like, no, don't say bomb. Ah!
Yeah. No, but it's you do get your hack and slash in it. But it's more the story. It's more, hey, already like time has passed between the third and the fourth one. But if you're a big fan of the game, of the God of War series, you really got to do it to yourself. You got to pick it up. You know, it's such a emotional roller coaster.
You know what I'd like to see from them is a remastered of the first one and two and the in-between ones?
I mean, they do have a remastered version, like the trilogy for God of War 1, 2, and 3. What I don't think they have a remastered version. No, that they did a remastered version of it. Like, it's on the PlayStation Store.
Oh.
Or
okay, so you can buy them on the store. So I got to do that because I actually never really got into the God of War series because it, to me, it was just another hack and slash that I've played a million times before.
Yeah.
No offense.
The only ones that they haven't... No, not taking that. I don't care. But it's... What they didn't do a remaster for was the handheld games. The one they did on the PlayStation Portables, the Ghost of Sparta and Ascension.
Yeah, that would be great. Have those, too.
Yeah, I don't think those they did a remaster for.
I would like to see that.
Oh, wow. Speaking of remastered games, I'm excited for Spyro.
Yes, that's
Yo,
coming out remastered.
Can we please just get excited for that?
Dude, I've been excited for that.
Can we just get excited for that as a whole? Because, yeah, Crash Bandicoot is nice, but Spyro
is
better.
It's Spyro.
My sister used to play it. More loves that game, my wife. So she's really excited. And I'm really excited because I never actually got the games. And actually, this is a good chance for me to play them. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I loved the games. Like, they were some of my favorite games. And, oh, man. Like, when it was like, because it was rumored for the longest time, and I was like, oh, I really hope this is like gonna be true. I really hope this is happening. And then when it was like announced officially, I was like freaking out. And
yes,
like when I was watching the trailers with the side by side of like the original for the to the remaster, was like, oh my god, the detail looks so fucking amazing. Like
word. Brandon, I mean, I replayed the original Spyro games more than the Crash Bandicoot ones, and I had almost all of them on the original gray box PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I had one of those too.
And it's just,
yeah, I need,
you know,
I need to buy my original one.
Yeah, and even then, even back when we were all younger, playing it, you know, in our underwear, in front of the, sitting too close to the TV for our own good.
Every 90s kid ever.
Word. Like, stop that. You're going to ruin your eyes. Next thing we know, we got VR consoles, VR headset that has, like, super bright HD screens that are, like, two screens, 2 inches away from our eyeballs.
But the thing about those is there's a difference. Now you could take an HD screen and put it up in your eyes, and it doesn't matter anymore because the details are so in-depth, your eyes cannot even tell that it's not real.
Yeah.
That's why that was the problem, that the pixels and all that and things like that, that was the problem. It's not a problem anymore.
Oh, no, of course not. But, I'm just super hyped for Spyro, and it's just like...
I'm also super hyped about another thing that they're doing. You know, they've been continuing the Mega Man X, Mega Man collections. Legacy 2. They're coming out with the Mega Man X series.
I saw that.
I'm so excited. I want those so bad. There's so many I haven't played, and some of them are terrible atrocities that they released, like Mega Man X 7, Mega Man X 8. Those were horrible, I hear. I'm a fan of Jared, the pro Jared. Sorry, he does game reviews. I like him, but he did one on Mega Man X7. It's a terrible game, and I really want to get a hold of all these games so bad. I used to own Mega Man X1, and my mom threw it away. She didn't do it on purpose. She didn't know. She didn't know. But, yeah. It's my fault in that aspect. So, but I still was kind of pissed off at her. But, you know, I've forgiven her. You know what else was in there that she threw away? Earthbound.
Ooh.
And back then, it was only like $50 reset. Now the popularity's got up to like 100 something. Oh, don't worry, I got it again. I got it again when it was lower price, and now it's skyrocketing like crazy. So I do have the original NES copy. I even have the strategy guide that came with the game somewhere. It's a little tattered and worn, but it's still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that game. I don't know why it was telling me to leave. So, yeah. This is what we do on my show all the time. We jump topic to topic to topic, and then it just changes.
Honestly, that's what this show is about. I have a few things that I start off with, like, on a list, but then, like, after, like, those things get talked about, we tend to just jump around to random topics.
Right.
Like, a lot of it is, like, My Hero Academia, because we tend
to good show.
Keep up with the, like, most recent episode that just aired, which, by the way, was amazing. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. Because like
I haven't seen the third season yet, but it just started coming out. So
it just came out, so they're only on episode 4 of the third season.
Yeah,
so like it's not that far.
No,
but
no, I'm sorry if I'm waiting for dubs. I do stuff while I try to watch stuff. So if I understood Japanese, I'd have no problem with it. But I don't understand Japanese. Maybe I just need to get good around that. I don't know. But
yeah.
I work and do other things all the time, and I just don't have time to read those subtitles. And besides, ADHD here. What's that?
Oh, I have that too. That's why I tend to watch episodes like multiple times, because it's like usually things that I miss. Because I'll get distracted by something for, like, a bit.
And then I have to cram in all the other things in life. So, you know, it's not easy being an adult. I gotta do stuff.
Oh, yeah, like, I have to get started on my props that I'm making for cosplays for this summer.
I still want to play. So, I'll cosplay a Grunkle Stan. I just haven't done it yet. I gotta spend the money, which I really don't have.
I gotta get more materials and then start working on my props, and then.
What props do you?
I know this year I'm gonna do Kratos cosplay myself. Working on the beard right now. Already have the bald head.
If there's a prop for that, if you want to work on props together, I can help. I have a lot of tools for making props. So.
Yeah, that would be great if you could
awesome.
Have some random kid to be your son. Oh, by the way,
I'll see if my nephew wants to do it.
I heard God of War is the new one. It's a 3-part series.
Is it?
I'm not spoiling anything for it. It's just got 3 parts to it. IGN said it. And of course, I keep track of IGN and GameStop and their information all the time, so I know what's up and what's going on.
Pebbles, I'm not sure if you heard anything about it, but going back to the whole Deadpool topic,
mm-hmm.
there are select movie theaters that are doing like a Deadpool double feature with the first one and the second one.
That sounds amazing!
Oh, that'd be so cool!
That sounds awesome!
Yeah, like I know the Alamo here in Yonkers, or no, Yonkers, New York.
No, I haven't been to Alamo in a long time. We should go watch it at the Alamo.
You should, because I don't live in New York.
Oh, that's right.
Like you said, they're doing it at like theaters all over the country, so I'm sure there's one up by you.
We got Cinemagic up here. That's the big one up here.
Yeah. Also, I know tomorrow night I'm going to go see Infinity War for the second time again. Also.
Nice.
Oh, cool! I'm seeing it on Friday with my friends.
Yeah.
I don't blame
you. Well,
I was thinking actually going to theater Infinity War even before the thing, but I really want to be like right there on their wedding day and watching it with them for the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I would say if you could do it tomorrow also.
I probably can.
Because a lot of places are doing, because I know a lot of places are doing like Tuesday, like half price matinees.
Wow.
Especially with movie tickets are going like $18-$20.
Yeah, discount Tuesday around here.
Also, AMC movie theaters, if you're like a stub member, which is like free by the way,
mm-hmm.
You get $5 movie tickets on Tuesdays too.
Oh, AMC near here, so you know that.
No, again, just putting it out there, you know. Saving money is always fun.
I know.
Or even if you do like the 3D ones, it comes up to like $10.
Yeah. I try to see movies on Tuesdays, but my friends I'm seeing it with on Friday, a lot of them are busy Tuesdays tomorrow, so they can't go see it. And all of them are free Friday to see it.
Yeah. Unless you do like a late night showing.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
So, we're running out of time, aren't we?
We are running out of time. So, let's see.
No, that's
not true. Like, I don't know what's with the British lady, why she's telling me that, like, the time is wrong. Okay, well, I'm wasting time now.
We
got
to
close out the show. Thank you guys for being on episode 45 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Follow me here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook at Geek Out with Pebbles, DJ Pebbles. And if you want, please check out my YouTube channel, which... I just started, and I plan on posting more videos. Soon I have one video up. Just look for DJ Pebbles on YouTube, and hopefully you'll find it.
What do you do on that?
Well, I posted the first video I posted was of my panel from Anime Boston that I did with my friends on One Piece.
Cool.
And so I'll send you guys the link to that. And
awesome.
So you guys can subscribe. And yeah, so we'll be back next week, same time, from 7 to 8 o'clock with that. Good night, people. And go see Avengers Infinity War.
And check out 3.5 Geeks.
And check out 3.5 Geeks.
Yes,
I will post
the link to Twitter.
I'll post the link to their website on my Facebook page, so no worries. Good night.
Night, internet. Bye, everybody. Nerd.